Gundong Gabis and Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we'll be playing a plethora of music along with some balita and community announcements and some news from the Philippines and the Dakotas. In regards to community announcements for the show this evening, on Friday, March the 28th, the Philippine Center of Minnesota will be presenting their PCM Coffee House Show. And this runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, which is located at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7932. And in our upcoming shows, we will be giving some more community announcements that will be more pertinent to the timeline. Some of these other ones that we have here in front of us won't be happening until May, so we'll hold off on some of those and get more details in regards to some of the other Filipino community events that are taking place here in Minnesota come March and April. I believe that the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their Easter Fest sometime in later April. I think sometime around April the 19th. In regards to the Phil Minnesotan Association, a couple weeks back, they had their annual presentation of debutantes and escorts, which took place at the Radisson Blue Mall of America, February 8th. And in this year's debutantes ball, we had 9 couples participate in this annual tradition of introducing young men and women to the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota. It was widely attended by a wide variety of people that came as far as Green Bay, Wisconsin, to support some of the young men and women in the debutantes ball. I believe they have been practicing since late November as they participated in the ball. As in previous years, the debutantes ball has offered scholarships. In the early year times of a scholarship introduction to the debutantes ball, there was the Balcos Family Scholarship that was preceded by the Jose and Adelfina Mintalar Scholarship. But this year, there's an introduction of a new scholarship, which ironically is given out to, by my sister and my brother-in-law, which is entitled the Bunju Shepherd Champion Scholarship. The goal is to support and highlight young Filipino-Americans who wish to continue their education journey while engaged in athletics and community engagements. We congratulate the scholarship winners for this year, Shayna Yasis, who won the Jose and Adelfina Mintalar Scholarship, and a portion of the Bunju Shepherd Champion Scholarship. Also, the other winner of the Bunju Shepherd Champion Scholarship is Ella Granda. Ella Granda is a freshman at Gustavus Adolphus in, I believe, St. Peter's, Minnesota. She is part of a team that I believe is ranked as high as number 5 or 6 in Division III basketball. Her team advanced to the Sweet 16 after winning games in overtime on Friday and winning on Saturday. They will be traveling out to Maine for the next round of games. If they are able to win out those games, then they would make it out to West Virginia for the Final Four. So congratulations to Ella Granda, who not only is on the basketball team there, as we stated, she also participated in the debutante's ball. And if her time wasn't already jam-packed as it is as a college student and a college athlete, she's also part of the ROTC program there at Gustavus. But for right now, we're going to play a song, our first song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Olivia Rodrigo, and the name of this song is Driver's License.
My driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, 'cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying 'cause you weren't around, and you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. So much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how forever. Now I drive alone past your street, and all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home. Now I drive alone past your street.
And once again, that was Olivia Rodrigo with her song Driver's License. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM and also going online at KFAI.org and searching the Filipino American National News. You can also do it via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you have another week of catching our interview of last week when we had the cast and some of the production team of the Theater Mu production of 50 Boxes of Earth, which is running from February the 27th through March the 16th, so next Sunday. And it was great to have the people with 50 Boxes of Earth on the play last week as they give some very informative answers in regards to the production of the play and some of the topics that were a highlight in of the play itself. Hopefully this week the Filipino American National News will be able to attend one of the showings of the play. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first story of the evening. And this comes from the conversation.org. One of the last stronghold of forest in the Philippines just got a major boost. Indigenous leaders on the island of Palawan recently signed a landmark deal to establish the country's first locally owned forest carbon project. The project, which places a monetary value on the potentially climate warming carbon stored in trees, aims to halt deforestation through sales of carbon credits, effectively making the forest more valuable alive than cut down. The deal, signed by the Conversation International and Philippine Government National Commission on Indigenous Peoples, will help protect 39,000 hectares of forest within Palawan, Mount Mantaligan Protected Landscape, an area considered the country's last ecological frontier of the country. Marjiho Ramos, reporter for the news site Context. Roughly 12,000 indigenous Filipinos live in the region where they rely on nature for food and livelihoods. Illegal mining and logging threaten not only their forests, but their way of life. Despite protections, more than 20% of Mount Mantaligan mangroves and forests have been lost in the past 20 years and drive a large part by mining for minerals such as nickel, which is used in electric vehicles, solar panels, and more. Researchers show that the indigenous people are the strongest defenders of the forests, and Pagalima Norlito Silne, a leader of the Palawan indigenous group, told Context that he hopes the project can be managed by the community without interference from business or individuals seeking to take advantage of the resources. The project impacts look to extend beyond the Philippines, galvanizing other indigenous-led carbon projects around the globe. Wilson Barbin of the Conversation International Philippine Program told Context. The agreement recognizes indigenous groups as the rightful benefactors of the carbon stored in their forests, he said. Carbon trading in the Philippines is still in its infancy, Ramon wrote, and the government does not yet have a system for the sale of carbon credits to businesses looking to purchase them. While Barbin acknowledges the debate over the efficiency of carbon credits, he says he is hopeful that this new venture sets a standard for more valuable carbon credits, but also factoring the biodiversity and community engagement. We recognize that there are concerns, Barbin told Context. Our position is that instead of shutting down the entire system, we strive to improve it. Next year, the project will begin producing revenue from the carbon credit that will be reinvested in the further conversation in conservation in the area. All right, now we are going to play our second song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Rain, and the name of this song is entitled Raindrop.
Shut inside a box where I can't see the light, and it don't seem that I want to get out. The people who have loved me so are in places that I do not know, and it don't seem that I really want to shout.
Inside me, and now it seems that I can't. It's like
was Rain with Raindrop. And we do have some time to get back to the news desk as well. And this comes from our friends in North Dakota. There's a new restaurant in the Magic City. Kainan, a Filipino restaurant, opens its doors and gives Magic City a taste of Southeast Asia. The owners claim it's the only sit-down restaurant of full Filipino cuisine in the Peace Garden State. Owner Max and Jenny Maximo have lived in North Dakota for the last decade. They first opened the restaurant in Crosby, then Williston, where they now live. While those locations have closed, they said they are excited to bring their flavors and passion to Minot. I just really love the cuisine. It's something I miss every day. That was like my main reason why I started doing this, said Max. Customer Madel Hadamosa grew up in the Philippines and moved to the new town 4 years ago. She said the food made her miss home. In North Dakota, you really can't see a Filipino restaurant. So when I heard this, I was so excited. When I looked at the menu, I was like, oh my goodness, she said. The owner said they serve portions large enough to take home for another meal. It's not just good for one person. It's part of our culture for family sharing, said Max. They said the ingredients are imported and each dish is made from scratch. When we asked about the taste, Max said it's a fusion of Hispanic, Japanese, and Chinese flavors. It's like a melting pot of a lot of dishes, said Max. While Max and Jen both have full-time jobs in Williston, they have committed to bring the best taste to the Magic City. The restaurant is open Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's located at 1412 2nd Avenue Southwest in Minot. A few weeks back, the Philippine American National News was able to attend the Minnesota Timberwolves game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. There's quite a few wrinkles in regards to the Oklahoma City Thunder when it comes to Filipino people and the Philippines. One of their coaches, one of their player development coaches, Chip Englund, was a one-time player in the Philippine Basketball Association and also played for them during a tournament for the Jones Cup. After winning in that particular tournament, he was naturalized a Philippine citizen. And he was able to return to the Philippines a few years back as part of the coaching staff for Team USA during the FIBA tournament. Hopefully, after the season, we can set up something with Coach England, who people widely considered a bit of a shock guru. He's known as the shock doctor for those people who are fans of Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker, who played for the San Antonio Spurs. Many credit him for being able to fix the hitch in their jump shots. He was also, during his time in the Philippines, he was able to meet up with his longtime teammate, Somboy Lim, who was going through a major illness and unfortunately passed away not too long ago. But hopefully we'll be able to work something out with Coach England and Oklahoma City Thunder in regards to talking about his experience in the PBA, which is something that he definitely relished as an experience of a lifetime. But also we are able post-game to speak with a person that's widely considered to be a front runner for most valuable player for the Oklahoma City Thunders, and that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He is a person that grew up in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And a month or so ago, he was asked the last time he had dropped 50 points in the game, and he talked back about how he was involved in a Filipino basketball association out there in his youth as the last time he scored 50 points in a game. And we re-brought up that topic with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and here is his response to his experience playing with Filipino Canadians.
Shay, a couple weeks back, you really enlightened the Filipino fans about how you dropped 50 in a PBA league back in Canada. Can you tell us how you got involved in that and what that experience was like for you?
How did I what for that?
How'd you got involved in the PBA league out there in Canada and what that experience was like?
Yeah, there's a lot of Filipino people in Toronto and Hamilton, where I'm from. And like three of my best five friends are Filipino. So like I grew up down to elementary school and high school. So like just naturally every Sunday I play PBA and some of the funnest times of my life.
And hopefully if things go right with the Filipino American National News, we'll try to get a moment of Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz, who will be in town next week and also on the final game of the season on April the 13th. Hopefully we'll be able to get some time to speak with Jordan Clarkson, who has been at the forefront of Filipino-American basketball for a long time and also has participated on the Philippine national team for Gitas Filipinas. For right now, we're going to end the show from an artist by the name of Alpha Garcia, a former guest of the Filipino-American National News, and the name of this song is A Cup of Coffee. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
The same.